This episode of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues is brought to you by Amini's at 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park, a new sponsor to KKHI. We are so proud to have them on. We've had a long-standing relationship with R.S. Amini and his family and their incredible business. We'll have much more on this coming up later in the podcast as we're so proud to welcome to KKHI Amini's 105th and Metcalf, featuring their outdoor furniture sale beginning this weekend and running until April 23rd. Big savings, including 60 months free financing on anything you purchase in the Outdoor Furniture Annual Tent Sale at Amini's 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. More on that coming up in just a few minutes. Everybody is talking about Bud Light Lady, right? This woman is apparently still employed at Anheuser-Busch. This is astounding. The stock has dropped with Anheuser-Busch InBev after, I believe you know the story, a woman named Alyssa Heinerscheid decided that they decided she was going to be the first woman ever in charge of Bud Light marketing. And she decided that, or had a mandate from the top, that the beer, the image of the beer was too middle-aged white guy, too frat boy, out of touch, things like that. And she was going to switch that up. We saw some creative ads during the Super Bowl. We saw the lady who delivered the plate or the whole bunch of Bud Light draft beers on a deal and was like, it was pretty cool. We've seen the couple waiting on hold in the kitchen, and that's kind of cute. So they were featuring women in their ads. Well, she went a little too far with this Dylan Mulvaney, the dude that dresses like a girl. All right, let's just call it what it is. The weird dude that dresses like a girl, and they made special cans for this person with their face on the can, and there was a bunch of videos and a bubble bath, and it was just bizarre and weird, and a whole lot of people that like Bud Light and drink Bud Light are like, whoa. Yeah, I don't really identify with this. And so there's been a lot of backlash. There's been a whole lot of people pouring out, blowing up, shooting, including Kid Rock, or bar owners or liquor store owners not ordering more cases of Bud Light because it's not selling. And the stock has taken a tumble, and the market cap on the stock is down about $4 billion. And it begs the question, how is she still working there? I mean, how is this even possible? Your sole job is marketing the brand. You marketed the brand, and you're losing the company money. Lots of money. Okay? That is every description in the world of grounds for termination. You failed miserably at your job. You made a decision, and it blew up in our face, and you're hurting our company. But she's still there somehow. Remember her comments were, Bud Light is, the imaging is too fratty, meaning frat boys, frats. It's too out of touch with humor. Well, here's what happens when you really piss people off. They find things out about you that you never wanted them to find out about you. And now Alyssa Heinerscheid is the story. The story is no longer Bud Light. It's not Dylan Mulvaney. It's not transgenders. It's this woman. And I don't mean to be a complete and utter tool by saying this, but you know, there are stereotypes for a reason. Just as they would stereotype the brand of Bud Light and say it's too fratty, which means there's just too many white boys drinking it. Okay, frat boy, we know what a frat boy is. We know what that is. And the beer label is too fratty. And we have to change that because that's out of touch because, you know, white guys aren't that cool. If they can do that, then I can say this. Here's what I have been saying to people and told my friends the last couple of days. If you were sitting down with a police sketch artist and said, give me a description of the woman that is the vice president of marketing at Anheuser-Busch that is in charge of taking Bud Light more progressive. I don't know that her goal was to take it woke, but appeal more to women, be more progressive, whatever. If you were going to give the sketch artist clues of what she looked like, she would look exactly like Alyssa Heinerscheid. I mean, exactly. Like no makeup, straight hair, a weird smile with these giant teeth, homely looking. I mean, I'm being mean, man. I'm just telling you right now, I'm being mean. Doesn't try really to look like a woman or look attractive. Doesn't really try. Doesn't try. Sorry, doesn't try. Doesn't care. And that's okay. I'm okay. I think I've told Jessica a million times. I think she's a beautiful girl without makeup, a beautiful woman without makeup. She just kind of naturally has a, a color or tone or glow to her and doesn't need a lot of makeup like a lot do, but she always just looks cute or just right for the situation or whatever. She doesn't work that hard at it, but she tries a little. This woman clearly does not and doesn't care, and I don't know what her deal is. But we've seen the pictures of her, and you're like, yeah, that's exactly the woke white Karen that's in charge of Bud Light that's wrecking this brand. And so now the people that are really, really, really pissed off have decided to go back through all of her social media, find out all her friends, find all these pictures, and wow, have they found some doozies of Alyssa Heinerscheid. These photos alone could be cause for termination at Anheuser-Busch. They're embarrassing. Not only are there pictures of her drinking all kinds of other beers other than Bud products, which is okay. She didn't work there then. Some of these go back to like the Ivy League and something called, this is unbelievable. At Harvard, there's a social club and it's a women's club. You want to talk about out of touch humor and fratty? Here's Alyssa Heinerscheid with a frat boy at Harvard as a member of this woman's social club called the ISIS Club. What? The ISIS Club at Harvard is described as a haven of inebriated ditzes. And she's blowing up condoms like balloons. She's got rubbers in her mouth. She's guzzling beer and has rubbers in her mouth. And she's the person they hired to get rid of what? Frat boy humor and out of touch humor? You can't make this up. Of course, these pictures are several years old, but this is the age we live in. People have found them. They're all over the internet. She couldn't look stupider. She couldn't look more stupid, honestly, than having a bottle of beer. I can't tell what it is. It looks like maybe a Heineken or something. In one hand and a rubber in the other, and she's blowing it up with her mouth. Oh, my God. These people are unbelievable. You know why they're unbelievable? Because they live their lives first, and then they get caught up in this cult of progressive, this cult of woke, and they forget who and what they are and what they were. I'm not even bad-mouthing her for being younger and going to parties and drinking beer and blowing up condoms. But once you've lived that life and you've decided you're going woke, it's pretty hard to go all the way back and start making fun of people who do things like you used to do. Like Kid Rock likes drinking a few Bud Lights and, you know, shooting his gun out back. He's got a bunch of land. All right, whatever. He blew up a bunch of Bud Light cans. Everybody lives their lifestyle. You can't call him fratty or Bud Light drinkers fratty and out of touch when this is the origination of your career. Guzzling beer and blowing up condoms with your mouth. And joining a club, you want to talk about out of touch, called the ISIS Club. Really? I'm telling you, these people are unbelievable. They are unbelievable. And this, you know, when you start peeling these things back, this has been over a week now. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. You heard, oh, they hired this progressive hip woke woman to change the image of Bud Light. For what reason, I don't know. They were the number one selling beer in America, and they want to change their image. That's weird. You better be careful. Appealing to women is one thing, but you better have the frat boy in the spot too. Okay? Because they're all trying to reach young people. Great. Get more women drinking Bud Light. I'm cool with that. Okay? But guess what women are going to drink Bud Light? The women that are going to drink Bud Light are the women that like frat boys. They just are. Football dude. Right? Hey, man, my guy loves watching college football. I'll use my daughter's school as an example. You go to the University of Georgia. They love college football there. The frat boys drink Bud Light. Hey, the girls probably drink a little bit of it too. That's how you reach them. Not through it. A tranny on some little video clip in a bubble bathtub. Oh, God, it's so creepy. The whole thing is so creepy. It's just bizarre. Alyssa Heinerscheid, the fact that she is still employed is beyond me. I don't know what kind of a contract she got. How she's there is just inexplicable to me. There's no, and Jessica said to me, she goes, well, how can they fire her? How can they not fire her? There's a million things now. She's, sales are down. Stock price is down. There's pictures of her online swilling other beers and blowing up condoms with her mouth. I can think of a million reasons to fire this woman. The ISIS club at Harvard is a haven of inebriated ditzes. And somehow she was part of this social club. Wow. And she's making fun of the image of Bud Light. Because I don't, of course it's a frat beer. But college kids like Natty Light, man, it's cheaper. Or Bush Light. Right? When I think of Bud Light, I think of older dudes have their home, love watching the NFL on Sunday, and their buddies are coming over, and they buy a 30-pack. It's very drinkable, and you drink it. My image of Bud Light is a sports fan. I got to think that's their core, the sports fan. I can't think there's any question about that. Now, while we're on the topic of trans and marketing and what this is going to do, let's get real here, because I want to focus in on something that I said a few weeks ago, but I didn't spend enough time emphasizing that. And this is, I have been told my entire life that LGBTQ, or we used to say gay people, but now it's this whole rainbow. I have been told my whole life, don't be a bigot. This is not a choice. This is not a choice. You are born this way. This is genetic. It's biological. And you're born this way. Sometimes you're born with boy parts, but your brain and genetically, your body is supposed to be female. Somehow, somewhere, the X and the Y's got messed up, and this is wrong, and so we got to fix it. That you're born this way. This is not a choice. That being gay, you're born this way. This is not a choice. It is not a culture. It is not a lifestyle. We're told this. We've been told this for a long, 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 long time. And it is demonstrably false. It is just flat wrong. It is not the truth. You are not born that way. It's something you become. It's something you can be taught. It's a direction you are shown. And I've got the proof. Here we go. 2022, identify as LGBTQ+ in the United States of America proves this is clearly not biological. We start with traditionalists, born 1946 or before. This is my mother's category. Identical same, and the comparison here is 2014 to 2023. So we're taking basically a decade. Traditionalists, 1.7% identify in one of those alphabets. 1.7%, no change. Baby boomers, this is born up to 1964. So 47 to 64. 2.7% in 2014 said they're in one of these categories. 2.7% in 2023 say they're in one of these categories. Okay. Gen X, 1965 to 1980. This is the year you were born. 2014, 3.3% said they were LGBTQ. 2023, 3.4% say they're LGBTQ. So the split starts happening after that with millennials. Millennials can be born as recently as 1996, but they could also be born as far ago, as long ago as 81. So we're talking about some 40-year-olds or 42-year-olds. And in 2014, 5.8% of these folks said they identify as LGBTQ+. That has almost doubled now to 11.2%. 11.2% now. This is born 81 to 96. People before 1946 say 1.7%. Then there's Gen Z, 1997 to 2004, because you got to be 18 at this point. So it's only till 2004. And there's no 2014 comparison here. So it's just new numbers for Gen Z, 19.7%. 20%, one in five identify as LGBTQ+. If you don't think we're teaching people this, I can't help you. This is not biological. There is no chance on earth we have gone from 1980, 3.3% people are gay, to 1997, 20% are gay. There is no chance. Biologically, that is absolutely impossible. There is no chance this is biological. Zero. I mean, none. None. And nobody's talking about that part of all this. This is a choice. This is a lifestyle. This is something that when you're outcast at a young age and listen, I'm sick of hearing this too. I've yet to meet the person that at some point as a child didn't feel like an outcast, didn't feel like they were bullied, didn't feel like they were picked on or didn't belong in this clique or this group or with these people. We all had to find our way. And you know what? We all grew up and did. And some people are shy and quiet and stay home, and some people are loud and obnoxious and go out all the time, and everybody's different. Everybody's different. Some people, all they wanted to do is get married, settle down, have children, and live a very quiet life. Some people wanted to just go out and be with as many partners as they possibly could and rule the world and whatever. Everybody's different. But there is no way biologically that this could have happened, that we could have gone from, in 1980, 3% of the people are gay to 20% are gay now. Well, 97. In 17 years, we went from 3% to 20%. Absolutely impossible. Not possible at all. So I'm simply tired of hearing about that. 7.2% of Americans now identify as one of the coalitions of the rainbow, the alphabet. 7.2%, that's almost double. It's almost double. It's been consistently in the threes for generation after generation after generation. But now it's marketed, it's promoted, it's advertised, it's celebrated, and they take people who are impressionable because they don't feel like they fit in social norms or whatever, and say, come over here and join us and be this way, and society accepts you, and this is a great way to live. Be gay with us. And they do. And those numbers prove it to me. I'm not gay. I've never had any inclination to be gay. I don't know what these folks' experiences are. In many ways, feel sorry for many of them because I think they get trapped into being talked into doing something that they shouldn't be doing and they probably at their core don't feel good about. I just don't get this. There's simply no way we can go from 3% to 20% in that short a period of time. That is marketing. That's advertising. That's marketing. That's salesmanship. This is crazy. These stories are absolutely nuts. Alyssa Heinerscheid is still at Bud Light somehow. Wow. This story has really gotten a lot of people talking about a lot of different stuff. And boy, they won't be teaching this in college, but this ought to be marketing 101. They ought to be teaching it in college. All right. We opened the show mentioning it's brought to you today by Amini's at 105th and Metcalf. R. Ash Amini, I met him probably in about 1999 or 2000. I've known him over 20 years. And he's a wonderful man, and this is a terrific family. They have Amini's in Kansas City, St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. So if you listen to the podcast in any of those communities, you can go to Amini's as well. They're having their giant outdoor furniture tent sale beginning Friday, the 14th, and it runs through the 23rd. They have the best high-end outdoor furniture you've ever sat in. It is more comfortable than the stuff in your house. It lasts forever. I have all my old O.W. Lee brand outdoor furniture from Amini's at my house here, at my new house. It was from my old house, and I had a year in a townhouse between that we had in storage. I've had this furniture for years. It still looks brand new. It is worth a little extra to go to Amini's and get the good stuff. The brand I recommend and always did on the radio is called O.W. Lee. All right? They have financing available, no interest for 5 years. This furniture will last you forever. It is so good. Outdoors. I don't take it in the winter. It's so good I leave it out. I don't take it in. I don't put them away. It's unbelievable. The quality of OWE outdoor furniture from Amini's is one of the most spectacular things I've ever owned. I used to say the first real extravagant thing that I bought when I was about 27. Well, I thought it was extravagant. It wasn't really extravagant. When I was 27 and finally had a couple extra bucks in the bank, was a set of Ping irons. And I thought, wow, I have really spoiled myself and done it now. I got a set of Ping iron golf clubs. I thought, this is unbelievable, because I was hitting the Kmart specials, baby. And I thought, this is just the greatest thing ever. And sometimes you buy things and you just go, wow, is this different than what I've had before? And that's what Amini's Outdoor Furniture is. And I've known Arash for a long time. They're a great company. I have my new shuffleboard table in my basement I've had now for a little over a year, and I bought that at Amini's. I'm a customer. I bought it. I paid for this. Okay, I bought it. It is a fabulous shuffleboard table. I have purchased pool tables from Amini's. My buddies have purchased slot machines, pinball machines, golden tee, all kinds of cool things at Amini's. It's a great place. It is truly a great place to enhance your living experience at home, whether it's through games, a rug for a certain area that your wife may want to get that fits with your things, or your outdoor furniture. Right now is the time to go there for the outdoor furniture. Please mention KKHI when you do. You're going to save big right now at the outdoor furniture tent sale. They got a lot of stuff in stock. Sometimes with OWE, I've had to order it, and it takes a couple of months to get it in from California or whatever, but it is worth the wait. The OWE furniture is worth the wait. 105th and Metcalf is the location for this. Say hi to Arash or his family or any of the great folks there. Arash went on a client trip with us many, many years ago. We used to take clients to football games, or we'd go to Vegas for a weekend and play a couple of rounds of golf or whatever. He has always just been a straight-up, honest, good dude. Their customer service is outstanding. They deliver and set up everything you get there. And again, if you don't live in Kansas City, there's a lot of other places. We got a lot of people listening in St. Louis as well. St. Louis, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, they have Amini's locations there now too. That's how good they are. This is a stellar business. And I just got to tell you, I am so honored to speak about these companies that I repped in radio. And as you probably know by now, there was a period of time that I couldn't contact these advertisers and bring them in the podcast because of my buyout with my company that I co-founded. And Amini's is one of them. And I continue to do business with Amini's, and I purchase things from Amini's, and we let them know, yeah, we're doing a podcast, but you can't advertise on the podcast yet. And they said, let us know when we can, and we did. And they're on, and we are so proud to have them. I can't even put into words how much it means to me, these sponsors that we have, that, you know, Tickets for Less, Smoke and Fire, Amini's, Buck Roofing, Window World, Joslin's, all these advertisers and sponsors that I had in radio back in the day that were outraged when I was no longer on the radio, that not only stood by me then, but stand by us now and love this podcast. These are unbelievable people now. These are truly great people, loyal to the core, and so happy to have you as a customer. They all say the same thing. Your customers are the best. They come in. They're not high maintenance. Generally speaking, they got enough money to pay for whatever they want to buy. It's not some big, you know, difficult, you know, they've told us at Roberts Robinson, people come in to buy a car here. It's not the hardest thing in the world to qualify them and get them in a car, which is great because sometimes that's a difficult thing. People want a new car, but they can't afford it. Not the listeners of this podcast. They love you guys, and I love you for it. And Arash and his entire team here in Overland Park and the other stores as well, thank you so much for believing in us and for being back with us now that we can be back together. I am very proud to tell you that I recommend anything at Amini's. This is high-end stuff. This is really high-quality items for your home. Home, rugs, game room, outdoor, even lighting. High-end quality products. This is the good stuff. I've always said that about Amini's. There's other places you can buy stuff. You can get stuff at a discount. This is the good stuff. It's going to last you forever, and I love that about Amini's. We're so proud to have you guys on board. Thank you, Arash and their team, for being part of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. I don't know about the high-end nature of electric cars. Joe Biden has now announced that by 2032, he's going to require manufacturers that 2/3 of all their cars made are electric. I think we're going a little too fast here. I'm okay with electric cars. I don't know how we're going to build all these charging stations, and I don't like the government subsidizing all this stuff. That's my issue with all of it. Biden says, look, the market's on our side. We're seeing a shift from gas-powered cars to electric. I said, great. If that's what the market is doing and that's where it's moving, let it move. Why is it even when progressives or Democrats have a good thing going, it's never good enough? People are moving to electric vehicles. There are a lot of people that have found out something with 300 or 400 miles range is plenty. That they never drive more than 20 miles in a day or 30 miles in a day. They can plug their car right back in at night, and they never have an issue where they have to pull over at Hy-Vee and plug their car in. That they don't have to go to the library and find a charging station. There's just tons of people like that. I've had this thought myself. We might be the perfect candidates, Jessica and I, to have one of each. You know, we generally speaking take my car when we go visit her parents or drive around, or we had a sales call we went on yesterday. We went in my car. It's just generally what we do. Maybe that should be our electric vehicle. And then maybe we should have a nice hauler that runs on gas. If we decide to drive to Montana, we can take that. Or we use that for, you know, when we do landscaping or she's doing her pots and things like that. Maybe a truck, something of that nature. I think there might be a lot of people that fit into that category and say, listen, we can do both. But this government pushing this stuff and mandating it and coming up with these numbers, you know, these people aren't smart enough to know what they're doing. We know from all the other issues that the Democrats and Joe Biden are not smart enough to know what the right number is. So to just throw a number on it and say in 9 years, 2/3 of all cars made have to be electric, it doesn't seem to me that they would know that number. And putting that into law is a bad idea. It just is. Let the market push this. We're going to get there. I've said it before. There's going to be a time where there's going to be a time when the battery in the car is the size of your iPad and you can go 1,000 miles on it. We'll get there. They could do it now. It's just too expensive. They'll get there. Technology gets us there. Let it breathe. Let it take its time. Don't government regulate these things. Let the free market decide it. Tesla's been one of the greatest inventions in stocks and cult-like following. Let it happen, man. Let it happen. It is funny that the one guy out there that's done more for electric vehicles than anyone on the planet is the one the liberals absolutely hate, and that is Elon Musk. I just think that's funny as hell. Funny as hell. But Joe Biden, just stand down, Democrats. You've got a good thing going. You've got it going your way. This is a good thing. We like good things going. I don't know if we got a good thing going with the Royals trying to build a new stadium. This is a big, much talked about topic that just doesn't seem to be going anywhere fast, does it? And now the team is losing and people are starting to make Royals jokes, you know, about a stadium and things like that. I said probably a year ago on this podcast when I saw one of the locations that just had it looked terrible to me, that if you're going to face the ballpark toward the northeast to avoid the sun for the fans and make the players look into the sun instead of the fans, you don't like your fans sitting and staring into the sun all day, on the east side of the downtown loop was one of the locations. I've never heard this thing called the East Village. To me, there's a bunch of parking lots there. I don't know what the East Village is in Kansas City, and I've lived here my whole life. I know there is blight and really cheap land on the east side of the downtown loop. I know across the highway is the most dangerous zip code in Kansas City, Missouri. It's one of the most dangerous zip codes in America. And I've pointed this out several times saying, you know, I can't see them building it there. I don't know which direction they're going to point the stadium. And are you going to buy up a bunch of land across the freeway? And are they going to come in and build hotels? What's going to happen there? Because we used to refer to this as blight. We don't like that term now, but this is, it's so Royals-y. It's the cheapest place for the Royals to go. So, of course, they're looking at it. That's so Royals-y. I go to a site every day, and I've mentioned it many times, and we include him on the KK list at the KKList.com, where we link all of our people that we think that you would like in any business. And his website is called Tony's Kansas City. It's Tony'sKansasCity.com. And Tony's a really straightforward dude. I think he leans to the right, but I think he's fair. And I think he basically just calls out BS. What I like about Tony is he just calls out BS. Nobody really knows who he is. They do. You can find out. You know. It's not like a complete and utter secret. But it's Tony'sKansasCity.com, and he's a blogger, and he's really, really good. And here's what he writes about the Royals in the East Village. And this is fantastic. I'm glad he's saying it like this because he articulates it much better than me. The East Village idea for the Kansas City Royals' new stadium is doomed. Johnson County fans won't venture so close to the inner city. Sorry. Of course, we could blame it on racism, or maybe this is just a modicum of familiarity with Kansas City, Missouri crime stats. Either way, it's a plan for disaster so obvious that it almost seems like a trick. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Tony. Yes. It's so fun when people speak the truth. You cannot build your ballpark near where all the crime happens. You just can't because it's cheaper. I love that. That's a great quote. If you want to see the whole story, there's some quotes there from Quentin Lucas and some others about why this is doomed. I just think it's classic. That's a classic quote. His website is Tony's, there's no apostrophe, T-O-N-Y-S, TonysKansasCity.com. You'll find all kinds of things there that'll make you think. You don't have to agree with everything that's there, but it's going to make you think. I love it, and I check it out every single day, and I love it when Tony says things, and he said a beauty there about the Royals going to the eastern part of the Loop downtown. Most people love going to Kauffman Stadium for a game. If you'd like to go, Tickets for Less will provide tickets for you at no added fees. Nothing, ever. They're rated by the Better Business Bureau. They're a local company. When I started as my affiliation with Tickets for Less, they had 4 employees. They're now up to 90. Did you know they have theater tickets here in Kansas City? Starlight Theater, Royals Baseball, Monster Jam, coming to Arrowhead Stadium May 20th. NASCAR, May 7th and September 10th. Billy Joel, Luke Combs, Ed Sheeran, Janet Jackson, all in Kansas City this summer. Of course, Taylor Swift coming too. Ticketsforless.com. Use the promo code KKHI and you'll save 5 to 15% off whatever you buy. Not only do they not add fees when you check out, do not compare their prices to other sites. If you go look at other places, these other big corporate places, when you go to check out, they're going to add like $60 a ticket in fees. It's insane what other people do. Tickets for Less tickets are the price. Done. No fees added. They also have a personal concierge local phone number for you if you live in the Kansas City area. 913-685-3322. That's 685-3322. You want crown seats or good club level suite tickets to a Royals game? You want to take your clients out there and show them a great time and have a good evening? Tickets for Less has got the best seats for you. This is the way to go. 913-685-3322. Ticketsforless.com. B-Stock, my friends at bstock.net and Olathe offer a red tag deal auction of the week. This week, the item's an Apple MacBook Pro 15.4-inch, 2017 with an Intel Core i7 processor. Bidding started at $9. If you want to bid on this, go to thekklist.com. That's thekklist.com. That's where all our sponsors are. You'll see the red tag auction item from bstock.net, and you might be able to, I don't know what the price is right now. Sometimes you can get an Apple MacBook Pro for $50 in the auction. You want to see everything else at Bstock? Go to their website, bstock.net, or visit them at 14680 South Flaming Road. Everything electronics, typically 30% less than Best Buy or Nebraska Furniture Mart, all the same great brands. Bstock in Olathe. And my boy Hutch over at Amazing Garage Floors, making Kansas City more and more livable, one garage floor at a time. AmazingGarageFloors.net. These are the best epoxy floors you'll get anywhere. And the owners themselves are hands-on at every single job. John is a veteran of the Air Force, and he and Heather do a lot of the work themselves. They come out and prep the site. They've got people that work in their crew, but they make sure every job is done right. Call them at 913-901-7139. It is AmazingGarageFloors.net. All right. Our email of the week comes from Mark. And he sent me the logo of the United States Postal Service. This is a meme apparently going around social media. I think he found it on Twitter, so he didn't come up with it, but he passed it along to me. I had not seen it on social, but it's you've seen the logo with the eagle and the United States Postal Service. And the whole meme is the Postal Service logo. And this sets a whole different level of concern in a joke. By making a joke, by doing something funny online, it cuts to the core of how insane and ridiculous we've become with our elections in this country. And the caption below the United States Postal Service logo reads like this. Quote, on what planet should a union that can endorse a presidential candidate be allowed to collect and deliver ballots for that election? Yes, it's a joke. It's a pun. It's also so true. You can read that as a funny and get people to laugh, or you can read that and cry. You can be so sad. I've never heard a Republican say that. We know we don't like the mail-in balloting. We know that they're the chain of command on voting systems and ballots are ridiculous. It's a sad state of affairs. All the dumping, the harvesting, the mail, it's really, really, really sad. And when you think about it, that's right. Union workers that are paid by the government that can endorse any candidate they want as a union are the people that pick up the ballots and deliver them? What? I'd never thought of it in those terms. Mark, thank you so much. We try to bring you these, wait, what kind of stories and moments on this podcast? And there's nothing for me to add here. It's just astounding to think of it in that way. A union that endorses a candidate has its employees go around and pick up the ballots and deliver them. And then we have laws that say you got to stand a certain number of feet away from the door to the place where you go vote if you're holding a sign. You can't even stand by the door. You got to be like 100 feet away or something, or whatever it is, 50 yards. Whatever the distance is, you have to be a certain distance away to hold up a Trump sign at a voting location or to put a sign on the ground at a voting location. It has to be a certain distance away. Oh, but the mail-in ballots? Yeah. Let's have this union and these employees that endorsed Biden go pick them up. Oh, my God. Thank you, Mark. That was an incredible email. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Joe Biden was forced. They're making a big deal. Joe Biden has ended the COVID emergency. Joe Biden didn't do spit, okay? This got passed through both houses, and he had to endorse it. So he signed the end of the emergency order. This is over. The COVID emergency is over. My God. COVID-19 is over in 2023. Idiots. Get this. Novak Djokovic still can't play tennis in the USA. Again, wait, what? The COVID emergency is over. It's over. I'm shot free. I traveled to the Dominican and back. They don't care. They were happy to have me. You can go as an American citizen. You can go in and out of this country anywhere you want without the shot. The CDC apparently still has a little known regulation or law that is being enforced that if you're from another country and you haven't taken the shot, you can't come in. Oh, well, that doesn't really include the people walking across the border. I'm talking about on an airplane or a ship. Actually, I think there's some exemptions for ships, cruise ships. You could come in and get lost. Djokovic could come in on a cruise ship, I think, and then just disappear and get to the U.S. Open and play, I guess. Would they arrest him? I don't know. We've lost our minds. Our government's too big. The COVID emergency is over, but as of today, right now, Novak Djokovic, the tennis player, cannot play in the U.S. Open this summer unless the CDC changes its little guideline thing. How is this possible? As a citizen, I can come and go, but somebody from somewhere else can't? Except for the illegals, they want to come into the country, and we just let them come in. None of them have shots. Nobody cares, right? So, 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 so sad. Speaking of sad, whoa, the Royals lost in extra innings on Tuesday night. They made a nice comeback. They got the game tied. They could have won it in regulation, but then didn't. In the extra innings, they took the lead. And then in the extra innings, Scott Barlow came in the bottom of the 10th, and it didn't go very well from there. Looked like he was going to get out of it. Two outs, runner at third, gives up kind of a harmless single that was a little bit of a ground ball to short, but Bobby Witt was playing more toward the hole. Single goes through, game is tied. Now Barlow's rattled. Now he gets behind the hitter. Now the crowd is into it. You could feel the momentum. And then Jonah Heim, it's a 3-run homer, and the Royals lose 8-5. Wow. Even when they do good things, the Royals are finding ways to lose. Bobby Witt and Vinny Pasquantino had 5 hits between them in this game. Pasquantino's up close to 300, by the way. I'm a little concerned. Matt Quatrero in this game pulled Salvador Perez for a pinch runner in the 8th inning, maybe 7th or 8th inning. He pulled Salvi for a pinch runner, and then Salvi missed a couple plate appearances. Didn't get to bat with the game on the line. Not good. I'm sorry, not good. Salvi on the bench is no help. He's the most likely guy to get a big hit and win a game for you. Until somebody else, one of these younger players, shows that they can do that, Salvador Perez is the best guy you got to be at the plate with a chance to win a game. And he was out of the game. Didn't like that at all. Aroldis Chapman, another scoreless inning. Holy smokes. He came in and pitched the 9th to get at the extra innings? Yes. And just blew him away. Just 102 mile. The last strikeout he got in his inning was a 102-mile-an-hour fastball. Aroldis Chapman. So they're going to have to reverse these roles. I think Chapman's going to have to be the closer. Barlow's been good. He's been good, but man, he gives up home runs. And yeah, he's more of a, I've got three different pitches here. I'm going to try to fool you. Closer guy. Chapman is like, here's this ball. See this ball? I'm going to throw this really hard. Let's see if you can hit it. And 102 miles an hour, you're not going to hit it. You're just not. So I think Quintero is going to move those guys around and Chapman will become the closer. These guys are both pretty good trade bait, which I hate to even talk about at this point in the season. I'd like to win some ball games. And there was one on Tuesday night that was winnable and the Royals didn't get there. It seems a shame to me that it was like that. It was good to see Bobby Witt get a couple of hits. Pasquantino's hitting. We like all of that. We also like our friends at MyPillow.com. If you buy something at MyPillow, please use the promo code KKHI or call the number, and that automatically credits KKHI, 800-923-9034, MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. They got unbelievable products at MyStore.com that Mike Lindell has picked out from conservative companies. You can purchase anything you like there. All kinds of different products, not just bedding and MyPillow stuff. MyStore.com. MyPillow.com. MyPillow 2.0 is out, and it's buy one, get one right now with the promo code KKHI. I'm also particularly fond of the mattress toppers. If you're considering getting a new mattress and you don't want to spend all that money right now, get a mattress topper from MyPillow.com and see if that doesn't make it better. You might buy yourself 3, 4, 5 years before you need a new mattress. It's what we did one time several years ago. I love those things. But they've also got pet blankets, dog beds, premium pillows, body pillows, and, of course, the MyPillow 2.0. Promo code KKHI. North Kansas City Dental, I'm good to go. I went and had my appointment last week. Saw Dr. Bush. He's a good dude. He's got his Team Smiles golf event coming up in a few weeks in May. This is a program they do all over the country where they find kids that can't afford dental services and provide them free. They have literally provided, across the country, millions and millions of dollars worth of free dental services for kids in need. That is an awesome thing that they do in conjunction with the NFL. It's Dr. Bill Bush at NKC Dental. And, of course, Window World, title sponsor of Kevin Kietzman Has Issues, simply the best for less, 0% financing available on American-made lifetime warranties, windows, doors, and siding. They also have the J.D. Power Customer Service Award, which means they treat you like a rock star. Simply the best for less. Call 816-799-0820 for Window World. The Tampa Bay Rays are 11-0, folks. They're 11-0. Could you dream of having your baseball team start the season 11-0? The Tampa Bay Rays are 11-0, and they're not even playing close games. They won, I think, 7-2 Tuesday night. They have 29 home runs in 11 games. That ties a major league record set by the 2000 St. Louis Cardinals. 29 home runs in 11 games. The 11-0 record is third best all-time to start a Major League Baseball season. The 82 Braves and the 87 Brewers started 13-0. So the Rays have to win two more to tie that. They just literally look unbeatable. They pitched their eyeballs off, right? Out, pitched their eyeballs out and hit the snot out of the ball. 29 home runs in 11 games. How are you going to beat this bunch? I mean, would they like to be playing their best ball in October? Yes. They might have already qualified for the playoffs. 11-0 start may already do it. They play 500 ball from here forward. They're in the playoffs. And they look like they're epically good, like really good, like built for their park and everything else. They play the Red Sox again on Wednesday and try to get to 12-0. I am fascinated by this story. I'm going to check out MLB Network and see if they're on. I want to watch them. I haven't seen them play. It's the weird thing about baseball. You see a team jump off to a start like this, and you don't get a chance to see them play. In the NFL, a team gets off to a good start, and they'll flex them into a primetime window, put them at 3 o'clock on Sunday for the whole nation to see or something like that. And baseball doesn't really have that option or opportunity to do that. So I'm going to check my listings and see. I'm sure they've been on, and I've missed them. I'm sure ESPN's had them on or MLB Network, but I'm going to check my listings and see if they're on tonight because I want to watch and just see how good this club is. It appears that the 2023 Tampa Bay Rays are something to behold. Don't forget, National Barbecue Month is coming up, and Smoke and Fire is there for you now at 119th and Metcalf, the Smoke and Fire place. They've got all kinds of great grills, accessories, rubs, sauces, spices. It's all right there in one place. Jim and Joan are, again, longtime sponsors of the radio show and proud to be on the podcast. We hope you'll go by and help out this wonderful small business competing in a world of whales. Everything's so Amazon and corporate and everything else. If you need a grill cleaner or a grill cover, don't order it online. Do us all a favor. Go to a local company like Smoke and Fire and support them. 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park. All right, we really appreciate all the great work that they do, and I can't thank you enough. I get a lot of emails from you saying, where is that list? I Googled the KK list and couldn't find it. Well, that's it. It's the KK list. Just add .com. TheKKList.com. And all the sponsors are right there. That's awesome. We appreciate if you do that. We got a good full week of podcasts coming up. We provided two of those for you on Tuesday. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ryan Lefevre. I just think he's the best. I think he's a great broadcaster. He is a phenomenal human being. Hope you enjoyed us talking a little bit about baseball. We're going to be covering all the Trump stuff as well. He had a big sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson that was interesting, to say the least. But, boy, it wasn't the Tucker that we know that doesn't really like Trump. Sure seemed like he likes him. He likes the Trump policies. He doesn't like Trump the man. Maybe spending a little time around him will make him think that he's not the evil guy that a lot of people think he is. There's just a lot going on in the world right now. So we're going to be covering it for you here at KKHI, and we're so pleased that every day that you come here and hit the play button and you're telling your friends about it and they're hitting like, follow, or subscribe, that helps. We're up to almost 28,000 daily followers now at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. We are so proud of that number. I'm so proud to have like 8,000 more podcast followers than Twitter followers, because I really don't know what good Twitter does for me. I put up on Twitter that the podcast's up, and I spar with people sometimes on Twitter. That seems like that's the only stuff that gets traction, but I put it on there, and I don't know whoever really sees it other than that. But I know people are listening to the podcast, and I love that. I'm so happy that you find this to be a small part of your day in whatever way that is, whether you're commuting, whether you travel on business, whether you go for a lot of people say they go for long walks or exercise during the day and they listen to the podcast. Thank you so much. However you consume the content, we're just glad that you're here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.